KTUR.
Absolutely, we're back. It's Computer Corner News Radio 620 KTAR.
You know how cool I am? I'm doing a wind. Solid.
Do you want to overrun that bad boy?
I am a multitasking machine.
Open up the calculator and try and add 1 plus 1.
What you got to say?
You'll blue screen, baby.
Think? It's only if I decide to invoke the scanner.
The scanner?
Yeah, that's what caused the big infamous blue screen on Bill Gates' presentation.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Shall we jump back to the phones and see if we can help a Fountain Hills listener?
And then we'll do our Geeketh Speaketh of the Weeketh?
Yes'm.
Are you ready for that?
Sweet.
Hey, John in Fountain Hills, welcome to the Blaster Patch Tech Support Helpline.
Yes.
Yes. How may we blast you?
Well, I have the blaster worm in my computer.
Have or had?
Have.
H-A-V.
Still? H-A-V-E. Present tense.
With capital H.
You're out of fashion now. That was oh so 2 months ago.
Well, I know, and I can't get rid of it. For whatever reason, when I try to download the patch from Microsoft, whether I download it from them or I've had friends give it to me on a disk, no matter what I do, it says my cryptographic service is not running.
Right. Before you try to patch the hole to prevent the worm, since you already have it, you need to stop it from doing its job.
Yeah, you're trying to sew up the wound before the yucky stuff is out.
See, the patch is meant to prevent you from getting it. Once you already have it, the patch, until you clean it up, isn't going to do you any good because you already have it.
Yes, you have what they call cyber booger.
If you go to Symantec's website, SARC stands for Symantec Antivirus Research Center, SARC.com. There, do a little search for Blaster, and they'll have a Blaster worm removal tool thing.
Actually, you don't even have to do a search. You can just look on that index page.
Yeah, probably
just
kind
of scroll down. They have a whole list of removal tools.
There's a whole lot that happens along with the MS Blast, though. It'll put itself in your system restore in the Windows prefetch folder. So once it finds it once on your PC, it won't necessarily get rid of it if you delete any of the files.
Have you gone through every single step that they post at their website?
Yes.
You went through the registry, you went through everything?
Everything. And then it says it has its own tool to remove it.
Right.
And
no, but it's got manual removal instructions. You went through all that?
Yes.
You couldn't have, because if you did, you wouldn't have it.
Really? Mm.
Yeah. You're skipping something.
Or you missed a step in there. There's usually about four things involved. One, you run the little tool that removes it from recreating itself. Then you have to usually go in, and there's a couple of things you have to repair. Like you have to re-enable some services.
Turn off the restore.
Right, turn off the system restore.
Right, I did that.
Okay, you have to enable a couple services that shut down, specifically something called an RPC locator service.
Right.
You have to restart that service. A lot of times there's a couple other things that have to happen with that. You have to go into the registry and manually remove some things. There may be some files to go manually delete. And then you can put that patch in place and move on with life.
How long did it take you to do this?
About 20 minutes.
It would take every bit of that, if not longer.
Okay.
I mean, there's a whole section. I'm scrolling and scrolling. The removal instructions, it's about 3.5-4 pages of me scrolling.
And there's step-by-step instructions.
That much.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. I don't think you actually did the removal. Go to the manual removal section.
You did, like, one manual part of it?
If you just go to removal instructions, there'll be a manual removal section that goes through step-by-step everything, and you can see how complicated and involved it is. And if you don't do the manual process, that little tool sometimes works, sometimes doesn't.
Okay, because that little tool has been saying, you have successfully removed the blaster worm, and then I run the virus scan, and it says, you have one virus.
It's reinfecting itself.
Well, and there's a possibility that you did actually remove the virus, but there are still traces. There are still signatures of the worm in your machine, and your antivirus program is just going to assume you still have it.
All right.
Because you didn't manually remove it and go through every single point.
Cleaning sells Western States Tire. The new radio tire. Offers Western Westmoreland. 25. Wednesday night at 6. Live, local, first. Only on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Hi, this is Dr. Rufus Glasper, Chancellor of the Maricopa Community Colleges. We're proud that every year, thousands of young people are first in their family to go to college. We're proud that scholarships are available to help them reach their dream. Last year, when Loretta graduated with her associate degree in engineering, 26 family members were at graduation. She was the first ever to get a college degree. Grandparents, parents, three brothers, uncles, aunts, nieces, nephews, even cousins, they all came to see Loretta walk across that stage. That's what the Maricopa Community Colleges are all about, family and community, personal success and dreams fulfilled. Loretta was accepted at Arizona State University with all of her courses transferring to ASU, but she could have just as easily have gotten a job with her degree at Motorola or Intel or even Cox Communications, all corporate partners with the Maricopa Community Colleges. This is Rufus Glasper, Chancellor of the Maricopa Community Colleges.
A community of colleges, a world of opportunity. www.maricopa.edu.
Hi, everybody. Larry Gatos out at the Valley Chevy Dealers giant tent sale. Lots of people coming out here right now. Let me tell you why to come out and where this is. Bell Road. We're on 83rd Avenue. Bell Road and 83rd Avenue. Right next to the Peoria Sports Complex. Great deals out here. Over 8,000 Chevys available. You can get up to a 45-hour total cash back on 2000s, and they are going fast. Also, get up to about 3000 total cash back on 2004s. Plus, get $500 tent sale bonus cash on select models now through Monday only. It's the Valley Chevy Dealers Giant Tent Sale, Bell Road, and it's on 83rd Avenue. We're right next to the Peoria Sports Complex. Also, check this out. If you come here, you could also win $500 cash. They're giving it away every hour. Better hurry. It's only going to last a couple days. And for the best deals on the new Chevy, go to the Valley Chevy Dealers Giant Tent Sale today. 83rd Avenue and Bell Road.
Here's something to make you go, oh! Every single tire at Big O Tires is priced to sell. Not just one brand, not just one set, every tire. Oh! Passenger tires, performance tires, light truck and SUV tires, big tires, small tires, brand name tires, every tire. Oh! And with ready-to-roll pricing, you'll know right up front what your tires are going to cost. No hidden costs and no surprises. Oh! No, Big O, the home of ready-to-roll pricing. Ready-to-roll pricing means we give you a comprehensive price quote for your new tires, including installation, balancing, valve stems, a pro-rated road hazard warranty, free flat repairs, and future rotations and rebalancing. Oh!
The Big O Experience.
So come into Big O Tires and save. When we say every single tire is priced to sell, we mean it. Shop for brand names like Michelin, BF Goodrich, and others, and get ready-to-roll pricing. Just part of the Big O Experience. Visit your Big O Tires store and experience the experience for yourself.
Big O Tires!
Great news! You can join Preston as a VIP at his 25th anniversary live broadcast.
Just register at 620ktar.com.
Then listen to Preston at 4:20 each afternoon leading up to his 25th anniversary live broadcast.
If you hear your name called, you'll have 20 minutes to claim your VIP spot at the Kona Grill Chandler Fashion Center broadcast.
Don't miss your chance to attend this historic event.
Register to be Preston's VIP now at 620ktar.com.
It's looking like clear skies for many more years, Preston.
See the 25-year afternoon champ October 15th at the Kona Grill Chandler Fashion Center.
I never knew a love like this before. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Are we back?
We are back.
Hey, is it time for the speak?
What time is there?
It is that time, I suppose.
It is the time.
Sounder, please. Alrighty, every week we try to bring you a term, a piece of the technology vernacular to try to make you sound more geek-like at a cocktail party, I suppose.
Yes.
Mike Hell's choice this week for Geek Speak of the Week is Mongolian Hordes Technique.
That's not really. That's a lot of. That's like a mouthful of.
It's quite well known, and especially in the programming world. It's basically it refers to the method of to accomplish a large task by using a large number of relatively unskilled workers rather than a small number of highly skilled workers. For example, many computer companies are using the Mongolian hordes technique by outsourcing tech support to foreign countries.
Not just tech support, manufacturing and
development. Software development, is they have sweatshops now all over the world for developing software.
The piece of software we actually use to run our business is developed, and the tech support all comes out of India. The sales is all here in the United States, and the company is a U.S. company, but they've outsourced all of that because it's less expensive, and they get faster development and things. I mean, there's lots of benefits to a company doing this. There may be some not benefits to you trying to get tech support, but...
This is also known as the Chinese Army technique, which throw a lot of people at it when you have time.
Yes.
The WebAttack free download of the week from our buddy Marco at webattack.com, the preeminent location for you to find low-cost and free internet-based software.
Yes.
This week's program is Transparent FX. It's a sizzling general-purpose plugin for Winamp users that enables transparencies. The plugin allows transparency control for each of the four windows. Basically, you can have it kind of on the screen playing your music, but you can see what's behind it, kind of, you know.
Right, so you could be working in your Word document or reading your email, but be using Winamp and listening to your MP3s, and you can see all those controls without having to kind of minimize, maximize, and all that kind of stuff.
So it makes your skins transparent.
If
you don't know what we're talking about, don't bother. Don't bother with downloading it. Don't just forget about it.
Some people say you're so white, you're almost transparent.
Forget about it.
I think that's the same.
Talking to me?
No, me.
You couldn't be talking to me. No. I know you're not talking to me.
I'm actually talking to Garrett.
All
I'm
right.
Sorry.
Yeah. Should we go back to the phones?
Back to the phones.
By the way, if you didn't catch any part of our show, we are uploading as we speak the audio archives, and you can hear the show in its entirety at your leisure. We're talking specifically about tech support and some of the issues that that cause you to have a bad experience, and some tips that we have, and lots of resources for you to be able to get better tech support.
So if you're catching in right now and you want to back up,
yeah,
just turn off the radio, turn on your computer.
No, TiVo.
No? No go back?
No.
Just risk it.
See, look what happened. Listen to the rest of it. We got one segment left. Then you go back.
Go back in time, my friend.
And then you can compare the live to Memorex.
All you need is a DeLorean. You need about a quarter mile to get up to 88 miles an hour, and you need 1.21 gigawatts. With those things and a web browser, you can go back in time and listen to this radio show in its entirety.
Wow, that is so technical.
Oh, that's Erin, and she could give you the traffic for when you go back in time to tell you how to navigate to 88 miles an hour down the road and what road to get on.